Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. Amen. Lord, we invite you here. We welcome you here. We give you this time. And we thank you for everything, for all that you've done. And I pray for those listening that you will reveal yourself to them, your glory, your majesty, and then they will realize they can receive what they need from you today. And we acknowledge, Jesus, that you are the Lord God Almighty. Amen. This week, this series continues, a sub-series, you might say, called The Person and Personality of the Holy Spirit. It's within the overall series, The Glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. Who is the Lord? The only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Together, one God. One God. And yet, separate persons. Why? Because God loves the world and loves every individual person and wants them to know Him and to make it to heaven. That's so simple, so wonderful. That's why this glorious revelation of the Holy Spirit exists. That's why, I mean, He's God. Amen. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. But that's why that it's all about the Holy Spirit. It's all about Jesus Christ. Same answer. Why is it about Jesus? Because God loves the world, wants people to make it to heaven, wants to always loving and saving, healing, giving, blessing, always to think that the only true God, many of us in the world, many people have certain views of what God is like. And often, our views are incorrect, aren't they? We especially, and I don't want to criticize them, but unbelievers, they might have all kinds of views of what God is like, and some even think that there's no God, or they think that we can't know. Well, He's revealed Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. So glorious, so amazing, just the greatest news ever, basically. And it gets even better and better when we realize that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, yet different, and that's an eternal revelation. I'm going to put, oh, this is so glorious. I want to add something that I wish I had mentioned this at the beginning of this short message. Man was born to fellowship with Him. I want to repeat this. The chief end of man is to know the Lord, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to know Him. And man was born to fellowship with God Almighty. To fellowship with Him. And that's a revelation also of that He's a person. He's God Almighty. He is Jesus Christ. And He offers. I want to repeat that. That's, I think, the next series that I'm going to do. Man was born to fellowship with God. With Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That means that intimacy where it's just a person and Jesus. A person and the Holy Spirit and His glory, His majesty, His beauty, His He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. And all of his attributes are all the things that we as humans desire and long for, even if we don't realize it. You know, all the one most one take your most wonderful favorite things in life. I mean, just your, you know, being in the most beautiful place in nature in the world, where the weather is just perfect, and having your favorite foods, and being, you know, your favorite beverage, and your everything is just right, and you're totally pain-free, and take all of that, multiply it times thousands and thousands, and that's the presence of Jesus Christ. In fact, the simple analogy I give is all those wonderful things that we love, which, by the way, God gives. Every good gift comes from Him, from the Father. Amen. On a scale of 1 to 10, give them all a perfect score of 10. Add them all up. Okay? Well, the presence of Jesus on the 1 to 10 scale is infinity. What is this? It says the glory of the Lord. And that's why in this series, I know I'm giving some overall perspectives, but it's so important that we understand, when we realize the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is a person and has a personality, and it's about a relationship with Him. A relationship. A glorious relationship, which man was created to do. And it's fun, it's exciting, it's thrilling, it's full of wonder and awe and majesty, and every day better and better and better. And then, I mean, the benefits are just off the scale. They cannot even be comprehended in our natural mind. All of the benefits and promises. I'm not even getting into that. I just want to focus on the Lord Himself and His glory. When one person, and that's the key, one person who goes directly to Him, they have that relationship which can never be taken away from them. And it's this dynamic, dynamic, and He teaches us. We learn. We might stumble. We fall. We all do. But He is merciful. As long as we have a sincere, genuine heart, want to know Him, and He will reveal to us all that He wants us to do. All that, and we realize over and over again all the wonderful things related to this, that it's simple. He wants to make it easy for us through the power of the Holy Spirit. He teaches. He guides. We get a touch from Him. If we seek Him, He will give us a touch of His presence, and we just want more and more of Him and less of us. Now we're empowered to pray. It's a joy and a privilege to do what He tells us to do. You know, in ministry, He empowers us to forgive those people that maybe we don't get along with. On and on and on in this. And to think that, it's just so glorious. God Almighty offering Himself to every person. All the time. Their whole life. Even for all of eternity, He offers Himself. And I want to speak this in just plain language. Just get it out there any way possible. To anyone who will listen. And that it's what humans were created to do. And it is the most normal, natural thing to just walk with Jesus Christ, to walk with the Holy Spirit. It's the greatest thing on the earth that a human being could ever do. We live on the level that God intends for us to live. Let's not look at other people. They're living down in the low, low levels of, you know, Reinhard Bonnke even spoke about that. He said, don't return to that low, low level. He said, another time he said, when God fills you with his Holy Spirit, you'll recognize yourself. It's a celebration of the great and awesome God and of his the beloved Son, Jesus Christ. A celebration. We've gotten it all wrong. I want to speak it in plain language. You know, Reinhard Bonnke also, he's a patriarch of the faith. He said, you must come out of dead religion. Dead religion is a scourge around the world. And people think that somehow it's like a religious activity. It has nothing to do with that. It's about that revelation of Jesus, a relationship with, he's the most wonderful, most beautiful, powerful person. Amen. And the deepest reality is fellowship with him. Amen. Now, okay, I'm going to put in the notes. I want to say, first of all, I did not write what I'm putting in the notes. It is from moodybible.org. It's, I believe, it does not say who wrote this, but it's excellent. Excellent. It has so much content. And that's everything that I really want to say. I would like to just read it, but it talks about how the Holy Spirit is here, about his role, the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And again, I go back to what I was saying earlier. It's because God loves the world. We have these, there's actually, I think, an infinite number of revelations of his love, of God's love for the world. Many people would disagree with that, but the very first proof of that is that he has offered himself to every person for an infinite number of moments, for eternity. And it gets better and better. Like I said, I mean, to think that he's offered Jesus Christ fully. Okay, then we look at Jesus' life. God sending his son to the earth to become a man and dying for the world. That's perhaps the preeminent example of God's love and of Jesus' love for the world. Greater love, Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Jesus did that. No, there's no greater love than that. And we know how much he suffered and he knew he was going to have to go through that. And I mean, how incredible. I've been trying to put this into words, the next thought that I have, the next statement I'm going to make, and I just somehow, it's really beyond words. But here's the thesis. If God gave his son Jesus to die for the world, and Jesus did just that, well, there is no limit. Let me say it in a more positive thing. His love for the world is immeasurable and incalculable, and there will be many, many other clear examples of his love. And in fact, we could even add to that thesis that there will be an infinite number of examples of his love. So his love is actually immeasurable and infinite, right, and unfathomable. But also, there will be an infinite number of examples of his love. That's a thesis that we could present, and then someone could try to prove that. And it's really easy to prove, because just what I said a few minutes ago, he's offered himself to every person. Remember, the only true God, the most exclusive being in the universe has offered himself to every person for an infinite number of moments. And okay, and also, these are ways that he has fully justified himself to the world. That phrase comes from, is a brilliant phrase from, I believe it's John Wesley, said that famous statement, God came to the earth as a man and justified himself to the world. Incredible. And okay, the same thesis for that. There will be many other examples of that also. Okay, so the reason I present this is, the person and personality of the Holy Spirit falls right into that category. It's a revelation of God's love that he's given the Holy Spirit, this perfect plan whereby we can have a full relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is a person and is sensitive. A great man of God says he's the most sensitive member of the Trinity. One aspect of that is that, again, this is so glorious. That's a way, another revelation of God's love. God the Father is too powerful to come down to deal with humans. No man can look upon him and even live. He's so powerful. Jesus Christ did all the work, died for the world. He's in heaven. He also is so glorious that if Jesus himself came to a person, and you know, I'm saying Jesus Christ in glorified flesh, who's the Lord of all and God Almighty, if he came down to, and he has come and visited people, right? Well, he's so glorious and awesome, they just can't even function. I mean, they're just on their face weeping in tears and just, so he set up the perfect plan. The Holy Spirit, sensitive, gentle, glorious, so wonderful. We can now fully, in him we live and move and have our being and have our, everything flows and it's just this, that's the answer. I don't like overanalyzing it, but I want to shout it from the rooftops. That's the meaning of life. Someone may say, why are we here on the earth? What's the meaning of life? To know Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. That's the key. So, but I want, the reason I say I don't want to overanalyze, because a big part of knowing him is forgetting ourself, losing ourself in his glory. We get so caught up in the earthly life and in the cares of this world, and they weigh us down and people get us down. Maybe they don't get you down. Maybe you're perfect already. But, you know, money problems and health problems and people get us down, and they, you know, and we have cares and concerns and we have all these things that we have to do, and we're sometimes, our love is placed on other things like money or our career or on another person. And here's something, when we do that we cannot have that full relationship with Jesus, because we need to make him our first love and give him first place. And that's the first commandment. When we do that, he makes everything right. A great man of God, not Reinhard Bonnke, someone else said, when we make Jesus our first love, he takes all those things that were our first love and he makes them better and puts them in their right place. Glory to God. How awesome. And so we, you know, but okay, what I was saying is, Reinhard Bonnke said it this way about how these things keep us, the cares of the world and all of that. He said, God must deliver us from ourselves so that we can break free from these old ways and these old cliches and say, Lord, do something completely new in me. And that's why I don't, it's not about analyzing and figuring things out. It's about losing ourselves in Him and His glory, His majesty, His, the Lord Himself. Amen. And then we realize, wow, this is why I'm here as a human. This is why it's not for these other things. Thank you for listening. This is Wonder and Reality. Today is Monday, and this, we're going to continue this series this week. I want to present one final truth that I hope encourages you. I mentioned earlier, many people have a very different view, incorrect view of what God is like, the only true God. You know, God's put eternity in every person's heart, they know that there's a spiritual aspect, and that's a whole different subject. But it's so wonderful that God has fully revealed Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. He's the revelation of God. He's the exact representation of God's nature. Amen. That's from Hebrews. That's all scripture that I just mentioned. So we need to get our views of God and Jesus Christ closer and closer together until they become the same. Amen. Get our view of the Father and Jesus Christ closer and closer together until they're the same. Yet there is a difference between the two. And that same thing with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Let's get our views closer and closer together until we realize the Holy Spirit is Jesus. Amen. And yet they're separate, again, because God wants to, He loves people and wants to save them and do everything He can for them. How about this as a truth? Just as God has given every person their natural life, okay, and anyone who, well, let me just state it. Just as God has given every person their natural life, literally their spirit man, their soul, and their body, and kept them alive their whole life, and given them everything good that they've ever received, and provided everything that's kept them alive. Same thing spiritually, if they say yes to Him. If they say yes to Him, He does all that same stuff. They become born again. Well, God allowed them, everything spiritually that they receive comes from Him, just as in the natural. Isn't that fascinating? Like, they become born again, and now, well, God saves them. Jesus saves them. God, the Holy Spirit indwells them. Now, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. Every good spiritual gift, every perfect spiritual gift, everything that they receive, everything that keeps them alive spiritually. Amen. That's a really, that may sound very simple, but I believe every wonderful truth and every mystery of the kingdom is both simple and eternally profound. So thank you for listening. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. We've got a website within the last week or two we created, and it's live, and it's jesus-loves.org. Please check that out. And we just published a book called The Name of Jesus, which is on Amazon. Blessings to you.